Father, bless these words to our hearts. Anoint our ears to hear. And give us a portion from your throne. In Jesus' name. One of the things that from time to time occurs to me is that something plagues believers, particularly young believers. Not necessarily young chronologically, but young in the Lord. It is important that a believer understand a certain principle. As a believer, I must know and apply correctly certain things in order to be able to function in a healthy manner in the kingdom of God. And one of the things that I must apply is the way that I hear. Now, in Luke 8:18, the Word of God says, "Take heed, therefore, how you hear." Take heed how you hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. And whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. Take heed how you hear. If you don't know how to hear correctly, this is going to be a problem for you as a believer. Because you will not hear at all. You will think certain things and you will become very subjective in your hearing. You will think perhaps that the pastor is speaking to you when in fact he is not speaking to you. Pastors don't speak to people per se from the pulpit. Pastors speak to congregation as the Holy Spirit gives the pastor, the agalos, that which God would have for the church. But if I become a subjective hearer, then I will think that the pastor is picking on me, when in fact the pastor doesn't have me in mind at all. I will think that his message was aimed in the details of my life, when the pastor is not thinking about the details of your life. The pastor cannot afford in the pulpit to think about the details of individuals' lives. Number one, he doesn't know them. Number two, if he tries to look at you by sight and figure out the details, then he's judging. And number three, if he's thinking about your details as he is speaking, then he is not listening to the Holy Spirit for what the Holy Spirit would have to say to the churches. A pastor cannot do that. If the pastor has fruit in his message, has a fruitful ministry, if the pastor's life has fruit, then he is not a pastor who is trying to pick on his congregation. He is a pastor who is hearing from God and the Holy Spirit is speaking to his congregation. But it is imperative as a believer that I take heed how I hear. Because if I do not take heed how I hear, I won't hear at all. What happens is that the enemy tries to steal from us the message that God has for us. And he will do it in a number of ways. He will do it while I'm listening, but he'll also do it even before I am listening, by not allowing me to have a prepared heart to hear my pastor speak. And then while I'm listening, he will cause subjectivity because I am self-conscious as I sit in the message. And in my self-consciousness, in the consciousness of my details, in the consciousness of whatever circumstance or trial I happen to be going through, I'm going to start hearing according to my circumstances and not according to God's heart for me. If that happens, I'm being robbed by the enemy. Now, sometimes he will take away the message after I have heard, by bringing in the details of life, bringing in personalities, bringing in distractions after the message has been spoken. And that way he comes and the thoughts that were imparted by the message to the Spirit are removed from my heart. And so then he is robbing me after I have heard. Take heed how you hear. Take heed how you hear. It is imperative. Because the enemy would like you to hear incorrectly. How is it that a person shall hear? Well, the Word of God says in Psalm 34, verse 2, "My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad." So first of all, I go into a message with my soul fixed on the Lord. I do not go into a message with my soul fixed on my circumstances. I do not go into a message with my soul fixed on preconceived notions. I do not go into a message with my soul fixed on biases or opinions. I go into a message with my soul fixed on the Lord. Because if I am focused on my own circumstances, on whatever it is that's going on around me, on distractions, then I certainly will not hear. Or I will hear again in that self-conscious mode where everything applies to something in my life. You can't do that. That's not how we hear. That's not how we speak. You can't do that. So I take care how I hear. The second thing is the humble shall hear. If I have humility in my heart, if I do not simply look and say opinion, if I do not have a greater desire in my heart than that which God would give for me, then I will not hear incorrectly. As a matter of fact, then I will not hear at all. Why? Because there is a humility requirement to hearing from God. I cannot think that my own thinking, that my own ways are greater than the ways of God. I cannot think that my natural mind is equal to or greater than the mind of God. I look for the counsel of God in my messages that I receive from the pulpit. I cannot think that I know more than the pulpit. If the pulpit is preaching the Word of God, and if I'm getting verse and chapter from the pulpit is preaching the Word of God, then I need not say it's the opinion of the pastor. Why? Because in 1 Thessalonians 4, it's not the opinion of a man, it's the Word of God. No matter what pulpit I am listening to. If it is, in fact, verse and chapter, then it's not someone's opinion. If there is fruit in the message where lives are being transformed, where souls are getting saved, where people are growing in the grace and knowledge of Christ, I cannot say this is an opinion. It is not an opinion. It is the Word of God. A person will not have growth in their life sitting under a pulpit that is an opinion pulpit. A person will only have growth in their life sitting under a pulpit that's a Word of God pulpit. So I look at the fruit of the message, and if the message is such that it's God's Word directly from the Bible, if I hear a message that is word for word, literally translated from the Word of God and applied by the Holy Spirit, then I'm listening to a pulpit that preaches God's Word. Plain and simple. Where confusion comes is when I try to figure things out apart from the way that God has set it up. Where confusion comes is where I get self-conscious rather than God-conscious. Where confusion comes is when I refuse to trust God and instead stop trusting Him. And then I get into confusion. Do you understand? I don't question the message if it's a fruit-filled message directly from the Bible. I can't question that message. I don't question a message where people are growing from that message. Why? Because the fruit is there. And we know them by the fruit. We know them by the fruit. However, at the same time, if I am listening in self-orientation, and I don't mean self-orientation like selfishness, I mean self-orientation where the consciousness of my life is greater to me while I hear than the consciousness of the Word, then I'm not hearing anything at all. Then I'm hearing what is my opinion of a message rather than a message where the Holy Spirit speaks to my heart. That leads to confusion. In order to hear properly, I have to be humble. That means in order to hear properly, I have to have a functioning cross in my life. In order to hear properly, I have to be more aware of God than I am of me. Because therein is humility. If I am more aware of me than I am more aware of God, then I am not functioning in humility. And I need to check something in my life and make a correction. Because I cannot receive from any pulpit that way. No. I receive from the pastor God has called me to. The one that preaches from the Word of God and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And that's where I receive my portion. But if I am so conscious of other things, then I will not receive any things. Do you understand? So when I come into a message, I quiet my heart before God, acknowledge the Lord, and trust that He will speak to me. But I have to do that. Because that is where my humility comes in a practical application as I'm hearing God's Word. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. That means that when I hear the message in humility, it will produce a joy in my heart. My soul will respond to it. And it'll produce something. It'll be a filling to my soul. There may be parched ground, but the Word will be the water that gives that land nourishment, that ground nourishment. A proper message will make my soul glad. Satan will come in and he will try to confuse things. He will try to bring in projections. And say to you, oh, the pastor is talking about you. But that's not how it works. If you are convicted, then be convicted by the Holy Spirit. But do not be condemned because it's not condemning. My own heart condemns me. Although the Spirit of God may convict me. But when this conviction comes from the Spirit of God, I am not condemned, I am edified. And I am corrected. Take care how you hear. It's extraordinarily important that every believer takes care how they hear. Takes heed how they hear. Take heed how you hear. In Psalm 52:9, the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. Who is the person that is meek? The person who puts himself under the Holy Spirit. The person who does not exalt their own thinking above the thinking of God. That is the meek person. Who is the meek person? The person who hears the Word of God and mixes faith with what they hear. Because then the Word of God profits them and the humble will hear as the meek he teaches. There are times when a pastor is led to deal with things from the pulpit. It has to come in the leading of the Holy Spirit. And when he deals with them in the leading of the Holy Spirit, then you know that he is dealing with you. It's not an anxious thing. It's not a troubled thing. That's self-consciousness and a subjective response. You know what it is? It's a knowledge that brings a certainty with an assurance. And he deals with things, but the pastor has to deal with them in the leading of the Holy Spirit. Now, when the pastor deals with something in the leading of the Holy Spirit, I do not say to myself, if it does not pertain to me, oh, he's dealing with me. He must think that I am this way. That's not meekness. No, when he deals with things, if they pertain to me, if the Holy Spirit convicts me, then I am convicted. If the Holy Spirit speaks to my heart, then I am spoken to. If he does not, then I simply learn a principle. See the difference? Now, even now, I know that some people who are listening, and I don't think anyone in our group, but there are some people on the internet who are listening who are into wicked, evil sin. And I know this for a fact because I have the evidence. I have not dealt with them yet, although I suspect the Holy Spirit will lead me to do so. I haven't dealt with them because the Holy Spirit has not led me to do so to this time. But if I have to deal with them and the Holy Spirit will do so, you will not say to yourself, he's talking about me. He thinks I'm doing these things. No, that's not meekness. He doesn't have the time to talk about you. That's not meekness. Your trouble in hearing is a lack of meekness, not a problem in the message sometimes, if it's a Word of God message. If it's verse, chapter, it's a Word of God message. So I let the Holy Spirit teach me. I develop a vertical. This is like we were saying the other day, if I don't have a daily diet of the Word of God, then I don't have any faith to respond to God's Word with. I hear God's Word, it produces faith in me. I hear God's Word more, and I'm able to respond to the Word that I hear. It starts with a daily diet of the Word of God. Do you know where a lot of young believers have their biggest problems? Is they have not developed the discipline to daily receive the Word of God. And then when something challenging comes into their lives, they don't know how to handle it. Is that the fault of the pulpit? No. If I do not care for my own soul, the pulpit cannot care for my soul for me. The pulpit and the pastor do not replace the believer's relationship to Christ. The pulpit and the pastor do not replace the believer's believer priesthood. The pulpit and the pastor do not tell the believer what to think. They teach the believer how to think. But if I have not learned how to think, then I will not know how to think. And if I do not know how to think, then I will not know what to think. And then I will become extraordinarily subjective and I get blown around by the atmosphere at their whim because I have nothing rooting me in the Word of God. And I'm wondering why, and I become very confused. The problem with something like that is that you have not been properly related through a healthy diet to the Word of God, through the Word of God. Do you think there is a reason why God made such an emphasis in the Bible about receiving the Word of God? Yet believer after believer needs to be thoroughly broken and brought to the end of themselves before they look up to Him. Instead of starting in that place. Why? Because they have no content, no equipment in their soul, and so they have nothing to work with. And such a person can become a casualty in some cases. Not in all cases. Sometimes the person gets humbled by their circumstances and they get right in that area with God. But if the person refuses to get right with God and continues in pride, then they can become a casualty. The worst that can happen to them is they'll be a casualty. The best that will happen to them is they'll be confused without the Word of God. Now, I build my soul. People have gone for years not building their soul, and then trials come and they don't know what to do with them. What happens for a believer who's been there? Because quite frankly, we've all been there at one point or another. What happens to that believer? That believer needs to start back at the beginning with a healthy diet of a daily intake of the Word of God. Don't try to figure things out. Don't try to do things. Don't try to respond, react, change, whatever. A healthy diet of the Word of God. A person who is an infant does not try to do things. An infant simply is fed. An infant does not try to grow. An infant simply is fed. And when they are properly fed, then they will properly grow. A person who is not careful about the Word of God will become susceptible to the atmosphere. Why? They have no defense. They have no shield of faith. They have no breastplate of righteousness or helmet of salvation. And I don't mean salvation born again. I mean salvation knowing how to think into deliverance. They have no loins girt with truth. Their strength is not in the truth. They have no feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. What does it mean, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel? A lot of people think that means they go sowing. No, that means that the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. That's what that means. And because they don't have the mind of Christ in their practical details of life, they don't know what steps to take. They don't have a shield of faith. Because they have not been into the Word of God. And then they wonder why things happen to them. I'll tell you why things happen to them. They have not been into the Word of God. When I am into the Word of God, when I have a healthy diet of the Word of God, it doesn't really matter what comes my way. Right, wrong, just, unjust, whatever it is, I have something in my soul to carry me through. I have something to sustain me because I have properly heard the Word of God. The importance of hearing is paramount. The importance of hearing is paramount. I know I say this, but I know that there are people who hear this, and I'm not saying there are people here, but even on the internet, who simply will not do this. Because there is something amiss in that person's thinking towards God's Word. And I've been saying it for months and months and years, and I know that there are still people who don't do this, who have heard these messages. Because there is something amiss in that person's thinking toward God's Word. The bottom line is, if you're really honest where the rubber met the road, they don't think they need it. That's the bottom line. And then God gives them a challenge that says to them, hello, you were mistaken. You needed my Word. You see, it's so imperative that we take heed to how we hear. My confusion, whatever confusion I may have, my anxiety, whatever my anxiety may be, my worry, whatever my worry may be, my fear, whatever my fear may be, is ultimately produced because I have not been properly related to God's Word. And so, I have not heard correctly. You want to change it? Start getting a diet of the Word of God. And that's how you change it. But if you are proud toward God's Word, if a person will not humble themselves toward what the Bible tells them, because it is in their Bible, don't say the pastor said, why don't you get some guts and say the Bible said. Instead of blaming on a messenger when he delivers a message from the Holy Spirit, have a little bit of integrity and have a little bit of guts. And say, the Bible says, I need thy word more than my necessary food. I esteem it higher. That's in your Bible. That's not the pastor's opinion. That's your Bible. Your problem is with your Bible. Your problem isn't with your pastor. Your problem is with your Bible. No, when your pastor tells you, you get the Word of God and you don't do it, and the Bible says you get the Word of God, all he's doing is telling you what's in the Bible. Go look it up yourself. When's the last time you cracked it open? Don't blame the messenger for the message. Isn't that what the Israelites of old did? The messengers would come and they would kill them for the message. Thank God that's illegal. If it's in your Bible, take it up with God. Pastor didn't write the Bible. God wrote the Bible. If it's in your Bible, don't argue or don't get nasty or rebellious or reactionary at the pastor. Why don't you be a little bit of honesty? Why don't you have some honesty in your life and say, I'm reactionary toward God. I don't like what God has to say about things. But people will blame their pastor because they don't want to live right before God according to His Word. Don't say the pastor said, the Bible said. If he's giving you verse chapter, the Bible said. But subjectivity comes in. The atmosphere stirs things up, people become confused, and they refuse to humble themselves, and they start pointing fingers. You know what? That person needs to get humble before God and start being fed from His Word. Don't be surprised if you haven't cracked your Bible in months and months that you're going to have a hard time. Don't be surprised if you don't feed your soul for months and months, except what you might get Sunday morning in the message. But if you're not doing it on a daily basis for months and months, all of a sudden you're going to have a hard time. Why? Because I esteem my word above my necessary food. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Now, if you haven't lived by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, because you haven't received every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, why do you think you're having trouble? Why do you think you're confused? Is it the pastor? No, you haven't been filling your soul. Start eating the Word of God. Stop being familiar with the Word of God, thinking that you don't need it. You won't know how to walk with Him. You'll go right out of a calling, and you're going to have some serious trouble in your life. You need God's Word more than you need your food. But how many believers don't get God's Word every day? How many believers won't sit down with their Bible and read it? How many believers won't put in a disc or get on the internet and listen to a message, whoever their pastor happens to be, and listen to his messages? But I got news for you. Don't be surprised when you start having trouble. It's not about your circumstances. It's about the fact that you have not been properly built up, and God has allowed the circumstances into your life to show you that you have not been properly built up. Plain and simple. Don't blame people. Get right with God and get His Word. So you know how to think. You know what to do. You know the mind of Christ. You're filled with the Holy Spirit. And you are a functioning believer. Rather than being someone who's simply confused all the time, having to respond in their emotions to everything, not being able to get it together because you don't have any foundation of truth to stand on. Take heed to what you hear. How you hear is important. How you hear is important. And if you're not getting that daily diet of the Word of God, you will not hear properly when you do hear. Why? Faith comes by hearing. They did not mix faith with what they heard, so it did not profit them. Why? What is faith anyway? Is it simply believing the message? No, the demons believe and tremble. It's resting in God's faithfulness. It's resting in God's Word. It's resting in the mind of Christ toward me, toward my life, toward my circumstances, and I can't rest in His mind if I don't have His mind. People are so surprised and so turned around in all kinds of circles, and they get frustrated and anxious, and they don't know what to do because they haven't done the one thing that they need to do. You get a tax coming. You know, you get a tax coming. People start slandering you. If you don't have the Word of God, you're going to go nuts. But if you have the Word of God, I mean, the attacks aren't pleasant, but if you have the Word of God, who cares what anybody says? You have a believer priesthood before God, and you have His mind in you, and you have the Holy Spirit in you, and you're filled with the Spirit, and you're led by the Spirit, and who cares what anybody says? And if somebody wrongs you, who cares if they wrong you? If somebody says something about you that's not true, who cares? If somebody does something that challenges you, who cares? Why? Because you have something to stand on. The Word of God is the rock that a person stands on. But if I simply try to stand on my emotions and my natural thinking and my natural perception and not get the Word of God, I'm standing on a lot of sand. And I become very confused, very disoriented. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do anything. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I came from. And you know what? Quite frankly, I'm a mess. Do I get condemned at that point? Absolutely not. I just get corrected. And then I start receiving. 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 I don't try to figure it out. I simply rest, relax, and receive. I don't look at the circumstances. I don't look at my details. I don't look at my failures. I don't look at other people's failures. I simply rest and receive. And then I have something for my soul to rest in. I don't worry, I trust. I don't get scared, I don't get flipped out, I don't get anxious, I don't get questioning, I don't get doubtful, I don't get whatever. I don't worry, I trust. But it starts with the Word of God, and there are people who simply will not take God's Word from the Bible seriously. Well, don't Don't be surprised if that happens to you and you don't. And I'm not talking to anybody here. I'm just saying those people who may be listening. If that happens to you, don't be surprised if you're a bit of a mess. That simple. How do I rest in 7,832 promises if I don't ever receive 7,832 promises? How do I rest in God's faithfulness if I don't know about God's faithfulness? How do I rest in mercy if I don't know God is merciful? How do I rest in God's faithfulness if I don't know that my life is in His hand and that the work is finished? And that whatsoever He has for me is what's going to come to pass in my life, and I don't have to be anxious about it. There's nobody who can change it. There's nobody who can rob me from it. There's nobody who can put something different on me. My life is in God's hands. I don't have to worry about if I fail, if I make a mistake, if another person makes a mistake. I don't have to worry about it. But I won't know that, and I won't have the capacity to do that if I don't have God's Word. It's that simple. You wonder why people are having trouble. Sometimes it's because they're not receiving the Word of God. This is why it's important to be under the right pulpit. Pulpits are not interchangeable. Now, that doesn't mean that I can't receive a portion from another pastor. I certainly can. But I don't put that portion against the pastor that I'm called to. It's that simple. It's very simple, folks. You want the solution to your problems? It's in God's Word. Start receiving it. If you're not, then start receiving it. And you'll have the solution to your problems. That's what the Bible says. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is truth. Sanctify them according to thy word. Thy word is truth. You want the answer to your problems? You want the answer to your confusion? You want the answer to your uncertainty? You want the answer to all the things that are that turning around, never knowing in your life? Start receiving God's Word. If you're not receiving God's Word, you're not going to have the capacity to trust God in anything. Why? Because faith comes by hearing. Do you understand? Young people, do you understand? If you're not receiving God's Word, you're not receiving the provision that you need to deal with the things in your life. And you will have no provision. The only reason why people get in trouble is because they step outside of God's Word. Not necessarily that they violate it, they stop receiving it. And that's where I get in trouble. I get in trouble not because I trusted God's Word. I get in trouble because I stopped trusting God's Word. That's where I get in trouble. I don't get in trouble for trusting Him. I get in trouble when I stop trusting Him. That's where I get in trouble. That's where confusion enters in. When I stop trusting God. That's where confusion enters in. Now, if I have a circumstance in my life, I grab a hold, I go, I open the Bible, I grab a hold of the promises, whatever pertains to my circumstances, and I trust Him. The steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. God will never leave you nor forsake you. Acknowledge Him in all your ways and He'll direct your path. I don't know what I should do. Am I right? Am I wrong? Am I right? Am I wrong? Am I right? Am I wrong? Acknowledge Him in all your ways and He'll direct your path. And you don't have to worry about whether you're right or wrong. He's going to make sure that you're right because He's been acknowledged. It's a promise. There is absolutely no need for anxiety, worry, fear, fretting. If I have those things in my life, that is the sign to my life that there is something wrong between me and His Word, that I have not been receiving it either properly or at all. Depending on which the case is. You have a lot of uncertainty. You don't need the answers to your questions. You need to start trusting God and get into His Word. You don't know your call. You don't need the answer to the question. You need to start trusting God and get into His Word. Why? Because faithful is who called you who will also do it, whatever your call may be. I had people tell me that I was not called to go into a secular college when I knew darn well that I was. I had people tell me that I should have been pastoring long before it was God's time when I knew darn well that I shouldn't be. How do I respond to that? Do I respond at them? Do I point the fingers at them? Do I get angry at them? No. It's not them. It's perhaps a test sent by God to check my heart. And that's how I deal with it if I have meekness in my heart. It's not about what they did to me. It's about, was I right with God? And I had no lack of peace. I had no lack of conviction. I had no lack of assurance. Why? I had perfect peace because I knew, because I had content in the Word of God in my heart, that I was in God's perfect will. And whatever His perfect will for my future was, I didn't have to worry about it, because He says, don't worry about tomorrow. Worry about today. People worry about tomorrow. Worry about today. Get built up properly today. Get to know the Lord God today, and you'll be fine tomorrow. And whatever tomorrow brings, God will bring it in His time, in His will, whatever it may happen to be. Whether it's what you expected or whether it's what you didn't expect. And the only way to do that is to get built up in His Word. Why? Great peace have they that love Thy Word. Excuse me, great peace have they that love Thy Word, and nothing will move them. Are you a little bit moved? Are you a little bit shaken up? Are you a little bit lacking peace? Maybe you need a healthy diet of His Word. Oh, excuse me, it's your Bible, it's not the pastor's opinion. If you don't like those verses and you want to blame them on the pastor, then just throw away your Bible. Great peace have they that love Thy Word. Don't have peace? Something's wrong with your heart towards the Word. You don't think you need it. You're not trusting it. You're not mixing faith, perhaps, with what you hear. You're not grabbing a hold of something in God's Word, claiming the promise and saying, God, I'm going to stand on this promise because it's in Your Word. You said it, I'm standing on it. I don't get in trouble for trusting God's promises. I get in trouble when I stop trusting God's promises. Why do you think He gave so many of them? He gave one for every circumstance that is in my life. Open your Bible, get a promise from God. Let me say it again. Open your Bible and get a promise from God. This is how the believer lives. What do you think it means to go from faith to faith? Isn't that what your Bible says? We go from faith to faith. Well, if you don't have the Word, and faith comes by hearing, then how are you going to go from faith to faith? Get rightly related to the Word of God, and you won't have your problems. 99.9% of our problems come because we are not rightly related to His Word. And if Satan can come in and spin in such circles when that happens, then I won't know what's the Word and what isn't. Well, if it's in your Bible, slow down, stop spinning. If it's in your Bible, it's the Word. Simple as that. And if you're not getting the Word, then you won't know what's in your Bible. And you won't have anything to stand on. God is merciful. He's merciful enough that if I'm not getting built up in His Word, He's going to bring me to the end of my natural sustenance so that I will have no choice but to rely on Him. And He'll break me down to His Word. That's how it works. So I'm extremely careful how I hear. I don't get careless about it. I don't get lazy about it. I don't get lax in it. I'm extremely careful about how I hear. Because that is the one thing that every believer needs more than anything else in their life. There is nothing more than that. That's why Jesus said, man shall not live by the natural things of this life that sustain them. He shall live by every divine illumination that comes from God's Word for their life in specifics. And if you're not doing that, have fun in your confusion. There's a heart issue. Either I will humble my heart toward His Word, and I will grow and I will be sustained in the trials and circumstances of my life. Or, I will not humble my heart toward His Word. Often that means I will not receive it, at least in the way that I need to. And the trials and the circumstances in my life will become exceedingly overwhelming. And I will blame it on everything imaginable, except on the one thing that's actually causing it. I will blame it on my circumstances. I will blame it on other people. I will blame it on what I did. I will blame it on what other people did. I will blame it on anything you can imagine. Time, schedules, whatever you like, except I will not blame it on the one thing that caused it. I have not been built up properly in the Word. There is no pulpit in the world that can help a believer who rejects God's Word in their life. You can go to all the pulpits you like. You can get all the counseling you like. You can do all the praying you like. You can talk to your best friend and everybody else for that matter. But if you are not getting a healthy diet of His Word, doesn't matter what you do, you're not going to find any peace. You're not going to find what you are looking for. You will not find your solutions. Because there, the solutions are in the Word of God. And then you'll say it's the pastor, you'll say it's your friend, you'll say it's your parents, you'll say it's your whoever. No. Excuse me. Does the Bible say that all things are from God? Then who are you blaming? Does the Bible say that you are sanctified according to God's Word? then what are you trying? Where is it that you're trying to find your solutions and your answers? There's believers out there who go from church to church to church to church to church to church, one after another, try this pastor, that pastor, the other pastor, another pastor, and you know what? They never find the solutions because they never looked to the solution itself. It is a healthy diet every day of the Word. That's where it is. That's where it lies. If you're not getting that, you're not going to find your solution. If you reject the Word, you're not going to find your solution. You embrace the Word, and you're not going to need the solution. God will deal with whatever it is. He'll be your solution. But if you're finding confusion and anxiety, fear, uncertainty, you need to start getting His Word every day. I'm not sure who I can trust. That's because you're not trusting God. That's the only one to trust. I don't trust people. They're people. They're humans. I can't trust people. I trust God. And in trusting God, I trust His Word. That's what I trust. There's not a human on the planet who's going to do everything perfectly who will not ultimately, at one time or another, fail me from time to time. Because they are made of flesh and blood. And if I'm not into His Word, I'm not going to be able to handle that. Or maybe they're not failing me. Maybe I'm just so confused, I don't know when I'm being failed and when I'm not. It's from the lack of being rightly related to His Word. If you don't take heed to how you hear, mark these words. If you don't take heed to how you hear, you will have a great deal of trouble in your entire life in every detail. You will always be uncertain about everything. Should I do this? Should I do that? I don't know. How do I decide? You have no peace. I'll tell you how you decide. Acknowledge the Lord in all your ways and He'll direct your path. But you won't know that if you haven't received that promise from His Word. If you haven't claimed it. Read it, heard it, claimed it, kept it, masticated it, and trusted Him in it. You don't worry about your life. God worries about your life. You simply trust God, relax, get in His Word, respond to Him, respond to the initiations of the Holy Spirit, and relax. Amen.